You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
735, Carlin, 98.7 ESPN. You know him from Bart and Han. You know him from Organized Chaos with Rex Ryan. He is the great Bart Scott. Calling in is a good man, it does. Bartholomew Arthur Anderson Scott. How are you?
What up, baby Buddha? You forgot to tell him what the main show is. From CMB, baby. Calling Bart back. You know what I'm saying? You know how we roll with this? The band broke up, but we was, you know what I'm saying? We was so respectful. Let him know. We ain't new to this. We true to this, baby Buddha.
We're keeping it thorough in the burrow. What's up?
Absolutely, man. Hey, you need any Smurf pills, man? I see that went viral, man. People would think I was playing, man. I was dead serious.
All right, explain that, first of all. And I knew exactly what you were talking about because I feel like this came up on one of our shows a couple of years ago. So explain why taking Viagra is the right thing for Josh Allen to do in bad weather here.
Well, because Viagra initially was made as a heart medicine. It was meant to open up the bowels for people that was having a heart attack, but also it's for blood flow to their extremities, right? People, you know, a lot of people suffer from being able to get blood flow to their hands and sometimes to their feet. And he suffered from that. So this is a real thing, but also it's something that's been used from athletes, whether it's marathon runners, because it gives you, it's almost like blood doping, so to speak, right? Because your veins are open, then you can get more white blood cells, which carries the oxygen. So it's for endurance as well. But also, when you think about it, there's other ways to do it, but it's too late for him to do it that quickly, because you can think about, oh, take L-carnitine and take L-artergin, right? So, you know, that opens up the same thing. It puts the liquid nitrate oxide in there. You can think when the big hurt says, and she'll like it too, what the hell do you think he's talking about? It has the property that opens up the blood flow. Blood flow ain't just for that. Get your hands out the gutter. And for all the people out there that's acting so stupid, listen. If somebody was out there and they think that somebody's pitching a tent, then that's saying something else. Because I've never been aroused on a football field tackling grown men. So yeah. That's why I understand what people say, oh, well, I take it. It's just going to – no, it don't work like that, bro. As soon as your grandpa take it, he just walk around, you can't control it. Like, stop it. We're supposed to be smarter than that.
There are other extremities.
Yes, exactly. So I thought I could have an adult conversation taking people behind the curtain, you know, and listen, what I got from my teammates, if you look at my Twitter feed, you look at it, hey, man, I'll be telling all the secrets. Save some for a book. I'm like, nah, man, I got plenty of secrets. This is the minor one. This ain't the real one. This ain't the real tell-all book. This is just like something that we did. Before that, it was Uptimes, which was a caffeine pill, right? Before that, it was Greenies and Uppers and Orange and all that stuff. Sudafed. That's why we can't take Sudafed.
So
just letting people know, man, but I was dead serious, and everybody tried to make it like something that it wasn't, man. But I tell people all the time, I be saying crazy stuff, and I deliver it in a crazy way. I'm always being honest, and I'm always telling the truth. I don't say
this is
stuff
accurate.
That's
yeah.
To try and get somebody to click on something. I don't care about nobody clicking on me or saying, oh, Bart trying to go viral. I don't care about that type of stuff. I'm just telling you my reality. And for anybody that's ever heard Chad say it before, Brandon Marshall spoken about it, all of us do it. All my guys are like, yo, man, I have at least 10 guys in my DMs. Like, yo, bro, like we do this all the time. You know, Jamal Lewis, like, man, we use it for hot weather too. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, listen, anybody that has been paying attention to you the last few years understands that you've been telling the truth about this stuff. And sometimes it might seem a little out there, but you need to listen to what the context is. Did you ever do it yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm speaking from experience. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, you hope the game don't last longer than 4 to 5 hours because you get home, and then that's when you use it. You know, it's a dual threat. Like, come on, man. I'll try stuff, man, to try to figure things out. You know what I mean? I was never a guy that experienced in taking creatine or taking HGH. I never did anything like that. Never even knew where to get anything like that from. But when you get those type of tips, man, you're looking for that extra, you know, advantage. Like, yo, man, we in the playoffs, especially in the playoffs. And, like, you know, I heard Knox come out and say, hey, you'll pee dirty. No, there's nothing in there that does that. There's no ingredient in there that does that. And it's not something that you need a prescription for. Hell, if you just call the 1-800 number when you watch the Hims commercials or whatever that is, you can order something yourself right over the telephone.
You know, it's Bart Scott.
Not a prescription.
Always bringing the truth. He is, you know, from Barton Hahn, obviously. I'm just sitting here listening to you, and I just miss you so much. I miss you so much.
You know what I'm saying? We need people in the world like me, Craig. We got to need people to say some honest stuff, man. Everybody want to hide behind it, you know, act like, you know, they don't. It's not tricks to the trade. Of course it's tricks to the trade. Like Josh Allen's worried about, you know, ball security. You know, he may need thinking about getting a gun, a glove. But also you can put crushed chili peppers in your socks and it makes your feet hot, right? Or you put the insoles in there and it makes your feet hot. It's all different ways to combat stuff, man. Like, and sometimes with these new guys, they don't listen to the old guys. Like, we don't know what we're talking about. Like, guess what? All this technology and all these new things, y'all got these things that reflect the sun. We didn't have all that. So we know the tricks to the trade. We know how to put that Vaseline on. We know how to put the neoprene shirt on and then with the cotton balls and put the hot bomb underneath and also the Vaseline and the warm skin. See, but, you know, I don't know. I never did anything. I never was on teams that played late before, but I wouldn't know what I was talking about. They better write it down.
What was the coldest game you ever played in? Was that the one in Pittsburgh, the AFC Championship game?
Yeah, that was pretty cold. But I also remember when we got there the first year in 2009 when we played actually the game before we went to Cincinnati to get in. We had to play to get in. We played Cincinnati, and it was in the old stadium before they opened up MetLife. And, man, the ground was frozen because it was the old technology. So what people don't realize is a lot of these guys are playing these cold games, in Buffalo especially, those rubber pellets are going to freeze. And sometimes if it was wet before they froze, they're going to bind together. So now your cleats can't penetrate it because now they're stuck together. So now you're going to slide. So in those instances, we don't wear the three quarters because you can't dig in. It's nothing to dig into. It's like walking on concrete. Yeah, have you ever seen like players walking on concrete back with their cleats and they have to put the carpet down because they'd be slipping, right? So if you're a player, that's essentially what the surface is going to be like unless Buffalo has the heater coils. So if that's the case, then you have to go with either turf or molded shoes because molded shoes have a square bottom to it and they're a little closer to the ground so you can have enough foot because you're going to see guys slipping out, guys trying to get to the corner and losing their feet. You'll see guys coming back for balls. And also what happens to those plastic shoulder pads, they freeze up really hard, right? So you can use them as a weapon, but you watch guys that can't really are natural hand catchers and their hands are going to be frozen. Watch for the deflections. Watch how many Oskies go up when the ball, you know, when Josh Allen throws a heated missile and somebody try to catch with their chest and it bounces off straight up in the air. And then on the other side, Mac and Cheese with that little tutu Dillinger he got that little water pistol for the arm. The ball don't travel as far. You know what I mean? So yeah. That's when the junior whopper hands come into play. So there's a lot of things going on this week. There's a lot of exciting things I'm excited about. And I know you wanted to go through the game, so you know, I know I've been talking a lot. I just miss you, too. Yeah. You know, just coming from getting some Mexican food, and it was the worst food I've ever had in my life. My daughter, wasn't in that restaurant, Gigi? Yeah, she better ever. I almost took that out of her 529, her college fund.
He should have.
Because that was the worst meal I've had. Yeah, like that was – it's hard to get something that's bad.
Rex used to go to the place all the time, the Red Cadillac. That place was in Springfield or something, but that's too far away from you.
I tell you what, it felt like I ate a Cadillac, man. That was a tire of a Cadillac. That's how nasty it was. You know how hard it is to have nasty Mexican food?
It's bad.
This is horrible. I think I was at Riverside Mall. What was their name? Rosie's or something like that? It was Rosa Mexicano, man. Man.
Well, jeez. Wouldn't want to be them tonight. Bart Scott, you know the voice with us. Okay, let's go through these games real quick. Let's start there. We've talked a lot about it. Bills, Patriots, what intrigues you the most about it? What has your attention?
Well, I think, you know, Bill Belichick got the ultimate equalizer. Now, he didn't get the blessing from the win god to be able to have that crazy win where he can win a 1950-style football game where you just run the ball because if the game came down to that, we know that the advantage goes, you know, to the Patriots when you think about having Stevenson back who he didn't have in the second matchup. You know, now you had a three-headed monster between Harris, Bolden, and Stevenson. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, even though it's going to be cold, but it's crazy because you think of Josh Allen and his inability to play in cold weather, which is amazing to me because he went to Wyoming. He talked about his circulation and all that type of stuff. if he's anemic, he better start eating raw beef or something. Get his iron up, you know, because that's what it is too, anemic. So maybe you need to tell him to get a Smurf pill and eat one of those old school acne steaks or something to get his mind right. But you know what intrigues me is just the fact can Buffalo be tough, because even in the second time they were still able to run that ball. If J.C. Jackson gets that interception, that's a different ball game. So it's like weird. All the pressure's on Buffalo in their own home, you know, and they should be able to take advantage. But I think it's going to be closer than they think, just simply because of the element. Because, you know, they have the advantage from a skill perspective. But you never know how these little receivers react when their fingers get cold.
You know, it's interesting because I did the Bills-Jets game last week for ESPN Radio, and it just strikes me that if they don't run the football, 30 times in this game, the Bills are going to have trouble. They have to find a way to have running the football, have to have a run game in this game, because Allen, don't get me wrong, is a great player. I just don't think that's the way to win this game against the Patriots.
Yeah, you have to be balanced, because what happens is I'm sure that Bill's going to play coverage and try and win with a light box, right? And then when he does, it's going to be safe blitzes. Understanding that he has J.C. Jackson on the outside, probably one of the closest lockdown corners we have in the game, right? Maybe one or two out there. I don't think Diggs is that. I think J.C. Jackson is probably one of these lockdown guys. So if you can take away Diggs or limit Diggs, that's what I'm saying. We're going to, like, people don't understand. Diggs played in Minnesota, but Minnesota, it plays indoors. So, like, this may be the coldest game he's ever played with. I'm telling you, sometimes cold weather makes cowards of us all. And let's see how they can focus. Because, you know, these receivers give up these little tips, right? A lot of times they keep their hands in their pockets in the last second. It's a big indication that they're not getting the ball, and it's a tip to everybody that it's a run. The guys play heavy. Let's see if they're telling everybody what they're doing before they do it. So it's going to be interesting that way, man.
Bart Scott with us. Let's get to the game earlier in the day on Saturday. Cincinnati and the Raiders. What chance do you give the Raiders in the game?
I think it's a 50-50 toss-up game. You know, I understand that in the first matchup, the Bengals kind of had their way. But I kind of give the Raiders a pass. You know, a lot of turmoil, a lot of tough things outside of football they had to deal with. You know, that was a couple of weeks after Henry Ruggs was, got caught up. And then their coach, then the corner gets a DUI and hasn't learned their lesson. You know, so it's kind of tough, man. So I'm just looking at how they played last week. And I look at their ability to get to the passer. And that's going to be the key, right? You talk about Joe Burrow being sacked 51 times this year. You know, you talk about Yannick Ngakoue. You talk about Max Crosby, who leads the league in all quarterback pressures. You know, so this is the perfect matchup, because on the backside, if they can't get to Joe Burrow, they can't cover Boyd, Higgins, and Chase. So that's the beauty of it. Can they get to him enough to harass him, and will the young quarterback succumb to the pressure? Because all the pressure's on them. They haven't won a playoff game since our friend Norman Esiason, was walking around with a beeper and, was waiting for the 911 call from his wife. And I mean, it's never been any tweets or texts about the Cincinnati Bengals winning the championship, because they haven't won a game in the modern era when we had new technology. Hell, it's not a chirp about them. You know, people that had Nextel, nobody's ever chirped about the Bengals winning a championship or winning a playoff game.
Bart, Tampa, the weather's supposed to be atrocious, I guess. I guess it's supposed to be bad in terms of the wind. Philly loves running the football, as we know. Do you have any concern on Brady and the Bucs or not?
I mean, listen, remember last year when, we thought that, Tampa was just going to run through Washington yeah. football team, and we look up and Tyler Heineke has an opportunity. The first one is always the toughest one to get, right? And you talk about this is a great matchup because, even if they don't run the ball effectively, as long as they're moving the chains running the ball, that limits the possessions in the game. And when you limit the possessions in a game, a tip ball here or a fumble there, anything can happen. Now, I think this is going to be a tough game, much like they had against Washington last year. But ultimately, I believe that Tampa comes away with it. There's too many weapons. Jalen Hurts isn't, all the way healthy with the ankle injury. Their couple, listen, hats off to Philly. How great is it that Philadelphia is going to the playoffs and receiving a first-round draft pick while the team that went all in for their former quarterback is going home, or were already home.
I'll tell you what, it's amazing that that team has gotten to the postseason considering where they were mid-year, and it sounded at the time like Nick Sirianni could be one and done in Philadelphia, and now the guy could be coach of the year, all because they just simply ran the football. And, Bart, people do not talk about their offensive line enough. They do an amazing job with their offensive line.
Right. Everybody wants to, you know, throw roses at the Cowboys. Everybody wants to throw roses at the Colts. I'm telling you, they got some killers up there. I mean, you talk about Dillard. Dillard's the swing man. He's supposed to be the guy. He's supposed to be somebody starting tackle somewhere. You know what I mean? And he's filling in for the big Samoan. I can't remember his name, and I'm not going to attempt to even say it.
Vaitai.
Whatever you said. You know what I'm saying?
Mailata. I'm thinking of. I'm sorry. Never mind.
you think about that, right? And the fact that they have three first round draft picks, and that they have decided that Jalen Hurts is their guy, man. Imagine how they can improve their football team, fly up and down the board to get some pass rushers, to get younger, to get more explosive. You know, I mean, you got to tip your hat off. And when you look at them, right? When I see, I don't know what other people see. When I see number one rushing attack and 10 in rush, it reminds me of the teams that I was a part of, right? Because we had a young quarterback that wasn't going to make a lot of throws, wasn't going to ask them. We're going to muddy it up, make it ugly, and play good enough defense. Now, they're nowhere near the defenses that I was with when I was with Baltimore, when I was with the first year with the Jets, when we had the number one defense. But, you know, they're not bad. They're not far away. And if they can have that same formula, they'll be in the game. They'll have an opportunity. They need some special stuff to happen. You need Hurts when they're loading up the box on first down. You got to take some shots on first down to try and take advantage of their aggressiveness, Ty Bowles' aggressiveness, trying to do some run blitzes and get some one-on-one coverage maybe out there with Smith.
All right, two more for you. Bart Scott with us. Do you give everybody wants to see the Cowboys lose, but are people just getting too giddy and jumping on the 49ers right now?
Well, I think everybody loves the underdog, and everybody loves the way that Debo Samuel plays. Everybody loves Kittles. You know, I don't think too many fans out there of Jimmy G outside the women. But you talk about
that is a good looking man. I mean, geez.
Well, you know, hey. If he played as good as he looked, man, he'll be a Hall of Famer. But when you look at it, right? It's just you love the matchups, and we know that. You know, the Cowboys, you know, I think were overhyped, right? Because we were saying, oh, their offense is explosive, they're this, they're that. When you looked at it with a fine-tooth comb, the only team with a winning record that they actually beat was young Mac and Cheese. And that came down to the wire, almost went to overtime. You know, and Mac and Cheese was right there throw for throw with Dak Prescott. They're broken as an offense. Like, you talk about Pollard and Zeke, the commitment to running the football. And I just love the matchups. Now, we're going to find a lot about, you know, Michael Parsons. Right, because, you know, listen, he exceeded expectations. But at some point, this league catches up to you. We all have that welcome to the NFL moment. And, you know, he said a lot, and he's done a lot. But, man, does he have everybody's attention now. And I can remember, you know, being all pro and going to the Pro Bowl the next year. Man, they were calling my number out, and wherever I went, they were changing. I say, man, call it the Ray. What did I do to y'all? And I think he's going to get the attention, and you want to see what's going to happen, man. Listen. You know, he's new to this, man, but Kittles is true to this. And I think Kittles loves blocking and pancaking DNs and linebackers more than he loves catching touchdown passes. That is a grown man. When he put those Krusty Krabs claws on you, you don't go nowhere. So we're going to see if this dude is a goon. But like I say all the time, what's a goon to a goblin and what's a god to a non-believer? We're going to see who's god and who's a non-believer this week when you talk about that. And I tell you, I guarantee you, even with a compromised Trent Williams, I bet you Randy Gregory be saying, hey, Alan Lawrence, can you come give me a break and come over here? Because this dude keeps choke slamming. One of the meanest athletic tackles in the game. And they're going to be opposite. So it's going to be Ken Dallas control the edges. We shall see.
Is it true that you have tried to get the Chiefs to sign you this week so you can get one last shot at Roethlisberger?
Yeah, please. I mean, listen, I know how to take it to the hole. Listen, if Eric Weddle can get there, man, come on, son. Get some love. Send me up the B-Gap Blitz, man. I owe him for what he did to my Ravens yesterday. So let me get him.
You know, do you give them any chance?
Four, five good blitzes.
Do you give them any chance at Kansas City?
No, but it should be entertained. Right? It'll be entertained. It's going to be like watching the Lions on the last week against Green Bay. So throwbacks, boots, fake punts. Like, and that is one of the worst teams to play against. You know, like it's almost like you trying to chase a crazy person, but you go and fight him non-crazy. So, like, you guys still play the game, but they doing stuff that's irrational. And you're like, man, I can't do that. I can't fake a punt. You know, these dudes might mess around and have some type of throwback reverse on punt team or some type of option. They got all kind of stuff going on, man. But that's what you got to deal with. And you got to jump on them early so that stuff can't affect you. Because if it's tight and they start believing that they can win, and I don't know if Corvette is going to be back. I know he had the shoulder surgery, but if he comes back, then that makes that offense even better if he's capable of contributing at all. But, you know, Dante Jones needs to shut the hell up. I always hate when somebody that can't play, if somebody ain't that good, start talking. Like, and that's the craziness of the playoffs. Playoffs, you get access to more people. So somebody asked us for Johnson to come up, be like, don't be surprised when we win. Come on, man. What? Ben's been all week. We don't have a shot. Humble pie. And here comes this dumb idiot sitting up here wanting to poke the damn bear.
Deontay Johnson. Oh, shut up is right. Listen, I'll be with you on Monday. I'm filling in for Alan on Monday. But thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I miss you, and I'll see you then.
How was that? The African American got to work on Martin Luther King's birthday. Ain't that something?
And Hans not.
I'm just playing. Somebody got to represent for the NFL, man. You know, it's too big of a day, man. Martin Luther King, I'm doing him proud, man, by representing the culture.
Oh, God bless you. By the way, the Knicks just put out a tweet that says, "Thank you, Kevin Knox."
It's been real. Yeah, thank you for getting us what we need, man. How about that, man? Cam Reddish coming to town. Now if we can get we can get Zion to stop chasing the ice cream truck, maybe they can put the band back together.
Listen, if all it takes to get traded is to get fat, I've been trying to get traded for 30 years.
I tell you right now, Zion looks like Damon Wayans in the Great White Hype.
Eating the butter brickle. Is he sitting in the back watching Dolomite too? Is that what you're saying? Jeez.
Exactly. He's going to dunk on somebody and break the rim.
Hey, talk to you Monday. Thanks for calling in, brother.
No problem.
You're the best. Bart Scott, great stuff on the games. And he wasn't joking. That's the thing that people don't – you guys got to get it about Bart. Like, when he says stuff like the Viagra thing, he's being completely serious because he knows what he's talking about. He's gone through this before. And when it comes to, like, health stuff, that guy – nobody knows the ins and outs of a body better than Bart Scott. I mean, I'd sit there and you know, ironically ask him, what do I need to be doing here? And it'd be 20 minutes later, he's talking about the keto and throwing my body into ketosis and everything that happens. He can explain it from pillar to post. So, Josh, go out and grab a Viagra, brother. Maybe just a goat weed if you have to.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.